This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between February 1 and February 28, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury is in the morning sky. Look for the planet low in the east just before sunrise. On the 1st, Mercury rises at 5:38 a.m. PST and the sun rises at 6:50 a.m. PST. On the 16th, Mercury reaches greatest western elongation. On the 28th, Mercury rises at 5:20 a.m. PST, and the Sun rises at 6:23 a.m. PST. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus is in the morning sky low in the southeast. On the 1st, Venus rises at 4:34 a.m. PST. On the 28th, Venus rises at 3:48 a.m. PST. On that date, Venus is a crescent, with a width of 32 arc seconds with 38% of the disk illuminated. Mars is in Sagittarius the Archer. On the 1st, Mars rises at 4:37 a.m. PST, and on the 28th, the planet rises at 4:10 a.m. PST. The angle of separation between Mars and Venus decreases until Mars is 5 degrees south of Venus on the 28th. The disk of Mars is only 5 arc seconds wide and will not show any features through a telescope. Jupiter is in the west-southwest as the evening starts. On the 1st, the Sun sets at 5:24 p.m. PST, and Jupiter sets at 7:17 p.m. PST. By the 15th, Jupiter is close to the Sun and is unobservable until April. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the Great Red Spot, and the four bright Galilean moons may be seen moving back and forth roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn is close to the Sun as February begins and is unobservable. By the 28th, Saturn rises in the morning sky at 5:26 a.m. PST. Saturn is then low in the east-southeast. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan may be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in the constellation of Aries the Ram and is observable during the evening. On the 1st, Uranus sets at 12:20 a.m. PST. On the 28th, the planet sets at 10:37 p.m. PST. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 2 hours, 34 minutes, 16 seconds, with a declination of 14 degrees, 43 arc minutes, 11 arc seconds. Uranus is only 3.5 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in the constellation Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, Neptune sets at 8:23 p.m. PST. On the 28th, the planet sets at 6:42 p.m. PST and is close to the Sun and unobservable. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 31 minutes, 1 second, with a declination of negative 4 degrees, 20 arc minutes, 51 arc seconds. Neptune is only 2.2 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show the disk. First quarter occurs on the 8th, full moon is on the 16th, and last quarter is on the 23rd. Because February is a short month, there is no new moon in February. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.